All right, let's give a wonderful hand of applause to all those watching by internet today. Woo! To those of you who've been asking through email how my wrist and arm is doing, I'm making progress. My wrist still doesn't work, but I appreciate your prayers. We're going to start a new series today on church attendance. Why is it important? Let's take a look. Brother Larry, here we go. Okay, do that, please. That's why church attendance is important, because cell phones need to be turned off. Do you hear me, people? Okay. All right. If you put it up there, Larry, I'm going to talk about it somehow or another. So here we go. All right, let's take a look. Last Sunday, we ended with this scripture to start off our series. We're going to start off with it. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. The writer here says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Assembling of ourselves together is a New Testament way of saying going to church. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. And the day is approaching fast. Bow your heads with me, please. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, how thankful I am for this congregation. Their love for my wife and I and my family. I thank you, Father, for their attendance. Their giving. I thank you, Father, for the cause they love you. And Father, I believe with all of my heart that this congregation counts it a joy to be in God's house. For Father, your presence and your spirit are in this place. Father, let me encourage those who are watching by internet today that they need a church home. They need a church that they call home, a church where they feel comfortable, a church where Jesus is preached, where Jesus is taught, where grace is offered. Father, may this be a church where grace is offered every Sunday. Mercy is here because God's Holy Spirit is in this place. Father, there are a lot of reasons why we need to be in God's house, but at the very top of the list, it's because Jesus is here. This is His house. This is His home. And oh, thank you, God, His presence is in everything we do. Father, be with this series. May we understand how important church life and church attendance and fellowship are so important in every Christian's life. In Jesus' most precious, precious, and holy name, we pray. And everyone said, amen. Not forsaking, not forgetting. Give it priority. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. When the writer of Hebrews wrote this, which most people do believe it's Paul, he knew that as history would move forward, church involvement and church attendance would need to be more important. And I think Paul had an envision of churches all over the world because he was trying to spread the gospel all over the world. And so he tells us here that you need to understand that when the church doors are open and the bells ring and the invitation is given and the staff and the preacher and everyone is there, you should count it very important and count it a privilege to go to God's house. Because there are a lot of people across this globe that don't have that opportunity. They've got to walk 20 miles to get there, not drive two blocks. There are people across this globe that would give anything in the world to have the freedom that you and I have to go to church. Thank God. Thank God you and I live in a country where you have the privilege and the freedom to go to the church of your choice. You make it your choice. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. We talked about this last week. The day approaching, of course, is the coming of Jesus. We all know, and we've preached on this series many times, as we get ready for the second coming of Jesus, of course, the rapture of the church takes place first. A lot of things have to happen, and the Bible talks about it. And every one of those events have been played out. It is set. The clock is running. The time is coming when Jesus is coming after His people. Amen. What we need to remember is when this happens, those who are left behind, who never accepted Jesus, never went to His church, never believed in Him, that when they are left behind, what horrible things is going to happen. And even worse than that is if you die and leave this world and nobody has a clue when that's going to happen. You do not have to be old and crippled and in an emergency room to die today. That's the facts. Any one of us in this room, this could be the last day that we live. That's just the world. I'm not trying to depress you. I'm not trying to bring you down. I just want you to know that is the truth, including myself. You don't never have a clue when you're going to take your last breath. And the God's Word, the Bible says, you better know who your Savior is, who you believe. Because when you take that last breath, at whatever moment that may be, you may see it coming or you may be blindsided. That last breath is the difference between heaven and hell. Heaven and hell. And it's all going to be whether or not you believe in Jesus. That is the truth of the day. Give the Lord a hand of applause. So this day approaching, we all know if we're Bible scholars, that day is coming and coming fast. So it's that much more important that you be in God's house, that you're listening to God's message, that you're around God's people, that you have fellowship with Him, and that you support that local church. Look here at Romans 10, verse 17. Here's why it's important for the church doors to stay open. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now I want you to really listen to me very closely. To anybody who supports their local church across this globe, when you keep the church doors open, and if this preacher, whoever he may be, if they're preaching the gospel that Jesus was born, lived, died, and is coming back again, because He did it for you. If you accept Him by faith, it's called salvation. It's called being saved. We have people all across this world, in any given church across this world, that's giving their life to Jesus. Why? Because they're hearing the gospel preached. So look at this. So then faith cometh by hearing. How do people accept Jesus Christ? How do they do that? They do that by hearing the gospel. And it's a fact that the majority of people hear the gospel where? In church. Most of you heard the gospel in church at some form or another. Maybe it was when you was a child. Maybe it's when you was a teenager. But you should hear the gospel in church. When you hear the gospel in church, then you have an opportunity to respond what? By faith. And how do you respond by faith? By hearing. How? By hearing the Word of God. The best example that you can set for your family to get them in church is to what? Be in church. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of applause. It's pretty hard to invite people to come to church if you don't know where the church is yourself. It's pretty hard to invite people to church when you don't go. Because what happens then? You don't invite people to go to church. Be proud of your church. Whether it's big, small, if it is a church that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, find one you can be proud of and walk in the doors. Because let me tell you this in the most keen way. Your car being in this driveway and you walking in these doors is some of the greatest witness that you can do. Your neighbors know where you're going on Sunday morning. Your family knows where you're going on Sunday morning. They may not like it. They may not care. But how can you be a witness if your car's not going out of that driveway? How can you be a witness if you're not pulling in this parking lot? How can you be a witness if you're not walking in these doors? How can you be a witness if you don't give and make sure this church is open so that people can come and hear by faith and hear the Word of God? It's a team. It's a church. It's because Jesus died for you. It is the place to be if you are a child of God, and it's even more a place to be if you're not. Because when you come into God's house and they preach the gospel and they preach the gospel and they preach the gospel, sooner or later they're going to respond to the gospel. And when they respond to the gospel, that means what? They're going to be in heaven one day. That should be one of the most important things that you live for, is to see your family, your children, your wife, your husband, your parents, your friends walk down this aisle, give their life to Jesus. Walk down an aisle in any church across this globe and give their life to Jesus, because you invited them. You laid the way. You're here today because somebody invited you. You're here today because somebody prayed for you. You're here today because Jesus loved you. This is His home. Give Him a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry, let's go. Look at Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Oh man, is this a blessing. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Now I've had people tell me, does that mean if I'm by myself, Jesus is not with me? People are smart. Oh, they love to trick you, don't they? Oh, does that mean that Jesus is not in me and Jesus don't care for me? I'm out here in the woods by myself. I call upon the name of Jesus. That mean He's not there? Oh, people, they're something, aren't they? Now, they know good and well that's not what that means. Because I promise you, wherever you're at, you're a child of God. Jesus is with you. Or even if you're not, if you call upon Him, yeah, He's going to be there. But that's not what He's talking about here. I want you to look at this with me, because we're going to claim this promise in just a moment. Two or three, 10, 20, 1,000, 20,000, and how many is going to be there in heaven one day? Because where His people are, I want you to look at this, are gathered together what? Let's just say, folks, in my name. Now, in our society, this far away from the cross, 2,000 years, we think a church is a building, is a location, is a place on the map. And that's common sense, because when I invite you to church, I'm inviting you to come to a place. And that's right. It's got a location. It's on the map. We invite you there. We tell you how to get there. But when you really look at it from a biblical point of view, church is when God's people get together. And here's what the key is. When we get together, and this is what a lot of preachers, when they get together, they talk about this, because it is a very common denominator in the world we live in. I don't know, and I'm convinced that in a lot of churches, Jesus is not welcome because of the attitude and the place and the lack of commitment and the meanness and the backbiting that goes on in some congregations across this world. But when people get together, and they do it for this reason, that they gather together in my name, in the name of Jesus, in the right spirit, right heart, right fellowship, look what happens. There I am in the midst of them. The common denominator that we all as a church and as a fellowship and as a congregation have to get through is when we get together, it's all about one thing, folks. It's not eating. It's not playing ball. And I hate to say this, it's even not about singing, unless it's done in the right way. It's about one thing when we get together, and this is what makes a church, and it's called Jesus. When we get together in the name of Jesus, we're here today because of Jesus. We fellowship today because of Jesus. We worship today because of Jesus. We are here, we're on a map, we're on this part of the world to celebrate and to fellowship with Jesus. It's not about a preacher. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about anything. When it ceases to be about Jesus, it ceases to be a church. It's all about Him. When we put Him first, I promise you, He will put any church first. He'll be here, give them strength, protect them, watch over them, and He'll make sure the doors is open because it's His home. When it ceases to be His home and it becomes somebody else's home, then you need to run from it and get away from it fast. It don't belong to a preacher. It don't belong to a deacon body. It don't belong to a committee. It belongs to a congregation of people that love Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Let's finish up. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in the breaking of bread and in prayer. Steadfastly. Week after week. Actually, in the early days, it was every day. They were daily together. The world we live in today, folks, we don't even ask that much of you. We ask it to be weekly, not daily. And here's what any congregation or church asks, is that you want to be here. You love to be here. You set the fellowship stone by being here. You give because you know it's what you should do. You come in here with a forgiving heart. You come in here with a loving heart. You don't come in here thinking you're better than anybody else. Everybody here is simply here by the grace of God, and don't you ever forget it. You're here today because of the forgiveness of God through His Son, Jesus Christ. No one here, I don't care how you dress, what you drive. Jesus could care less what you drive, what you dress, what your address is. Here's what He cares about. He cares about your heart, and He loves what you do. If you do it in His name. This is the best place to learn. It's the best place to grow. It's the best place to understand God's Word. God's people needs to know God's Word. You can study at home, and that's great. You should. But there's nothing like coming together. God's people studying it together, loving each other, fellowshipping with each other. Next week, we're going to take a very familiar story and a conversation between Jesus and Peter that a lot of people have misunderstood for years. He asked Peter a question and Peter answered it. And he simply said, upon this rock, what? I will build my church. What did he mean by that? A church has to have a foundation. And we're going to find out where that foundation's at and what it's about. The church is you. You are the church. Because Jesus didn't die for this building. He didn't die for this address. He died for you. And when you come in here and you worship Him and you sing and you praise Him, even when you don't feel like it, you come. You set the time aside. I promise, anything that you do for Jesus, He never forgets.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Would you stand with me, please? So every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in your precious and holy name of Jesus, may we truly understand just how important your house is. This is your house. May God's people understand how important it is. So many people can use so many excuses. Father, we just pray that those within the sound of my voice, number one, I thank you, Father, that they're here today. I thank you, Father, for their support of this church and this ministry. But Father, there are so many others that should be here that are not. And sometimes we just don't understand. But Father, I pray that something, somewhere, somehow, to those watching by internet, to those of this local congregation, that Father, something will be done to wake them up. To understand how important it is to be in God's house. Father, I pray today for salvation. If there be anybody here today that is lost and has never accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that this will be the hour, this will be the day, this will be the moment that your life changes. Because of Jesus. Father, your word goes forth. May it go with power. May it go that even a child can understand. And how we praise you for that word today. Again, Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Bless these moments. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, we invite you to come in the precious name of Jesus.